Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
And a very pleasant good evening from Memorial High School at St. Mary's, Ohio. It's time for high school volleyball between the Fort Recovery Lady Indians and the St. Mary's Lady Rough Riders. St. Mary's comes in with a 1-2 record. They lost to Coldwater and Versailles in an invitational over the weekend and beat New Knoxville. Fort Recovery's 1-0 as they defeated Rushi in their opener on Saturday. So here we are at St. Mary's tonight. JV contest was an exciting one. Both of the sets went down to the final moments, with Fort Recovery winning 27-25, coming from behind to win that one. And they led the second set most of the way, but hung on to win 28-26. So Fort Recovery's JV goes to 1-0, 27-25, and 28-26. Junior highs split tonight against Versailles. They're already over with. The 7th graders lost 25-18 and 25-23. The 8th graders defeated Versailles 25-20 and 25-16. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians from Dr. Kim Vormore and all the staff, including Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart at the Vormore Family Dentistry Office on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Go get them, Lady Indians, says again, Dr. Kim Vormore and her staff at the Vormore Family Dentistry Office. We're about set to start here. Fort Recovery football opens up their season this Friday at home against Wayne Trace. So go out and support the guys. Game time on Friday night is at 7 p.m. Okay, we're set to go here. And let's see. Looks like Fort Recovery is going to be serving first. As going back with the volleyball is Kayla Heitkamp. Kayla Heitkamp will be the first server of the match here tonight. And it is a good serve. There's the dig, the set by St. Mary's. The hit back over. Fort Recovery. Smash back over and a kill for Cameron Mullenkamp. Cameron Mullenkamp scores the first kill of the night, and Fort Recovery goes up 1-0. Kayla Heitkamp picks up her first service point. Here comes the next serve. It is good, dug out by St. Mary's. Here's the set. There's the smash, and it's a kill. I think it was Sylvia Weikertz with the kill for St. Mary's from the outside hitting position. So side out, St. Mary's. We have a tie score, 1-1. Here comes the serve. Dug out by Cameron Mullenkamp to the net, dinking the ball over and getting the kill eventually was Bryn Willman. I'm going to go ahead and give her a kill on that. Nobody could ever return the volleyball there, so side out for recovery. Now Cameron Mullenkamp will go back to serve. 2-1, Indians on top. And it's an ace serve for Cameron Mullenkamp right on the back line. Fort Recovery goes up by a score of 3-1. Here's the next serve by Mullenkamp. Looks pretty good. Dug out by St. Mary's to the net it goes. Here's the dink over. Fort Recovery's able to play it. Hit back over by Kayla Heitkamp. And it's a kill for Kayla Heitkamp. And Fort Recovery jumps out to a 4-1 lead here against the St. Mary's Lady Rough Riders. Cameron Mullenkamp will serve again. Good serve. Here's the smash back to Cameron Mullenkamp. Digs it out on the back line. Here's the dink over by Fort Recovery's Kennedy Mullenkamp. Back over to the Lady Indians. Here's the dig and the hit by Kennedy Mullenkamp. played by St. Mary's. The set and the smash, played by Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp to Kennedy Mollenkamp. And Kennedy gets the kill. It's another service point for Cameron Mollenkamp. Score is now 5-1. Cameron will serve again. Oh, close, but they say it got the line. A kill for Cameron Mollenkamp. That was extremely close. Here's the dig by St. Mary's on the Mollenkamp serve. They can't get it back over. Another point for Fort Recovery. Cameron Mollenkamp is on quite a run here. 7-1 now. I think that's 5 straight points for her. Here comes the next serve by Cameron. Dug out by St. Mary's by Avery Derringer. Here's a hit back over, and it's a kill for St. Mary's. Sylvia Weichert with the kill. Makes it 7-2. Side out St. Mary's. They trail by 5. Good serve. Dug out by Fort Recovery's Kennedy's, and nobody can play it off the dig, and it's a point for St. Mary's. Another serve by Sylvia Weichert. Get back over, and there's a kill. I believe I'm going to go ahead and give that to Bren Willman, her second kill of the night. And now going back to serve for the Lady Indians is their libero, Kennedy's. Good serve, dug out by St. Mary's. Back to Fort Recovery, and did not get over. Miss hits. So service point for Kennedy's. 9-3. Lady Indians jumping out to a nice lead here. There's a good serve. And another point for Fort Recovery. Correction, that was St. Mary's point. My error. Side out St. Mary's. 9-4. Fort Recovery leads by 5. Here's the hit by St. Mary's, and it's out of bounds. Close to an ace, but it went out of bounds. Service error. That'll give the volleyball to Fort Recovery. Going back to service, Kennedy Mollenkamp. Kennedy bounces the volleyball. Here's the serve to St. Mary's. Dugout in the middle. Hit back over. Fort Recovery able to play it. The set, the smash. A block by St. Mary's, and they're going to call Fort Recovery for 4 hits. Travis Guggenbiller is the coach of the Lady Indians. He's been coaching for several years now. Here's the serve for St. Mary's. They trail 10-5. Good hit by Kennedy Mollenkamp, and they're going to call St. Mary's in the net. So back to serve for Fort Recovery will be Bridget Homan. Bridget's a tall young lady. She's only a sophomore for the Lady Indians. It's a good serve. Nice serve. Nice serving tonight for Fort Recovery so far. Here's the hit back to the Lady Indians, Kennedy Mollenkamp. And there's a hit back over to St. Mary's. And the bump back over to Fort Recovery. Here's the set by Kayla Heitkamp. And the hit back by Fort Recovery. Getting the kill there for the Lady Indians was Cameron Mollenkamp. And Fort Recovery has jumped out to a 12-5 lead over St. Mary's here in Game 1. We'll be back in a moment.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kaut Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Do you feel like you're just not moving as well as you used to? At Kaut Pharmacy, our trained staff can help you choose from our wide selection of durable medical equipment. We have walkers, wheelchairs, lift chairs, commodes, home oxygen, CPAP systems, and more. Our showroom is located south of Full Recovery at 1201 Commerce Street. Call us at 419-375-7007 or visit us online at KautPharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
We are coming to you tonight from St. Mary's, Ohio, Memorial High School. Here's the next serve by Fort Recovery. It's a good serve by Bridget Homan, and the hit back over. And St. Mary's comes up with the point. No. Correction again. That was that just out of bounds. So Fort Recovery picks up the points. Bridget serving. It's a good serve. Here's the dig, the set at the net. Dinking the ball over was Carly Niekamp. Hit back over by St. Mary's. It's out of bounds. And another point for Fort Recovery. It's now 14-5. Lady Indians off to a big lead here in this first game. And there's a miss hit on the serve by Bridget Homan. Point for St. Mary's. And they will be serving now, side out St. Mary's. Going back to serve will be Bailey Graber. Graber is a junior on this team. They only have a couple of seniors. Here's the dig by Kennedy Mollenkamp. The set, the smash by Cameron Mollenkamp. And St. Mary's can't get it back over the net. It's a point for recovery. Carly Niekamp serving. It's now 15-6. Here's Carly's serve. It's a good one. Libero on the dig. Just free-balling it back to Fort Recovery as St. Mary's. Here's the set and the smash by Cameron Mollenkamp, and she got the kill. Cameron Mollenkamp's playing very nice matchup tonight. She is only a sophomore. Sister Kennedy is a senior. Here's the next serve, a let serve, but got over. Here's a miss hit by St. Mary's. Point for recovery. 17-6. We may be in for a short night tonight. Carly Niekamp back to serve again. Good serve dug out by the libero for St. Mary's. A smash. Fort Recovery can't play it. There's a kill for Sylvia Weichert. That's her third kill of the evening, and she has the only kills they have. That makes it 17-7 now. Fort Recovery leads by 10. Back to serve the libero, Ellie Kraft. Ellie's a junior. And miss hit. Miss hit there. The serve didn't even get over the net. So point for recovery. Now back to serve is Kayla Heitkamp. This is her second serve tonight. And too long. Service error. Too much muscle on that one. Went over the end line. And it's 18-8 now. Rob Weaver here. Also, you're listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com. Brody Bargy is the engineer, along with Neil Spencer, for FortRecoveryRadio.com. And Fort Recovery gets the ball back over to St. Mary's. Here's the dink back to Fort Recovery. And a battle at the net. Back to Fort Recovery. Getting it back over was Bryn Willman. Here's a hit back to Fort Recovery. And putting it over is Kennedy Mollenkamp. And St. Mary's, did they get it over? No. I think that might have went out of bounds. Eric Catterley's our studio producer at the radio station in Portland. Don't forget, after the game, after the match tonight, we'll be going to the Cincinnati Reds baseball game tonight. There's a miss hit and a service ace for Cameron Mollenkamp. Timeout, St. Mary's. They trail big time in this match, 20-8. We'll be back in a moment right after this.
Attention lawn enthusiasts. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery is slashing prices on their used lawnmowers, with some marked down up to $1,000 off. Premium Grasshopper and Kubota mowers now available at jaw-dropping discounts. So whether you're tackling acres or just a cozy backyard, we've got the perfect mower for you. Why wait? Visit Hall Brothers today and score big savings on your next lawn upgrade. Swing by Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery now and seize the savings before they're gone.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation, their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Back here at Memorial High School, I'm Rob Weaver. And here's the serve by Cameron Mullenkamp. Good serve. Back to Fort Recovery. Cameron Mullenkamp digs it out on the back line and at the net. And Fort Recovery's Bryn Willman can't get it over the net there. And so it's a point St. Mary's, side out St. Mary's. It's now 20-9. Going back to serve for St. Mary's is Sylvia Weikerts. Sylvia's serve is too long, out of bounds. Service error. I've not been very impressed with St. Mary's so far tonight. They keep shooting themselves in the foot. Now serving for Fort Recovery's Kenna Dews, our libero. Good serve. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp over in the middle to Dews. Here's the outside hit by Bridget Holman. St. Mary's back to Fort Recovery. Here's the dig by Dews. There's a smash, and St. Mary's able to save it nicely. That was a nice hit there by Cameron Mullenkamp. There's a hit back over, and a kill for Fort Recovery's Carly DeCamp. Carly DeCamp picks up the kill. 22-9 now. Lady Indians having an easy time with the Rough Riders tonight. Here's the serve by Kenna Dews. It's a good serve. Hit back over to Fort Recovery. Dews will dig it out. Sets for Kennedy Mullenkamp, the hit, and got the kill. Kennedy Mullenkamp with a kill. That makes it 23-9. Kenna Dews will serve again. Good serve. Here's the dig, and they can't hit it over. Hitting it into the net for St. Mary's was, I believe, Weikert. Another service point for Kenna Dews. She will serve again. Here is game point, 24-9. St. Mary's keeps it alive. Back to Fort Recovery, and they got the point. Give the kill that time to Sophie Olyar, I believe it is. Sophie Olyar. 24-10 now. Fort Recovery by 14. Here's the serve. Dug out by Kennedy Mullenkamp, and they're going to call a double hit on Fort Recovery. So a service point for Maddie Steger, who's serving now for St. Mary's. Steger serves again. An ace serve. Nice ace serve hit right in front of the Lady Indians. Nobody could field it there. Here's Steger again. Kennedy Mullenkamp to the net, and hitting it over is Fort Recovery's Carly Niekamp. Back to Fort Recovery. Here's the set again. Smashed by Kennedy Mullenkamp. Back to Fort Recovery. Here's a hit back over and in for Bridget Homan, and that is your game. 25-12. Fort Recovery wins the first game. 25-12 over St. Mary's. We'll be back with game number two coming your way in a moment here on PG14 and J Country 101 Radio, right after we pause for this commercial break. Currently, the Indians win set one. Again, the final score, 25-12.
Hi, this is Amanda Seegers with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kaut Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. From IV antibiotics and pain medications, chemotherapy, and total parenteral nutrition, our Kaut Pharmacy IV pharmacist will work with you and your medical team to develop a personalized care plan based on your needs. Choose your home for your IV treatment and request Kaut Pharmacy IV to provide your sterile infusion medications. Call Kaut Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 419-375-2323, extension 4. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Rev up your lawn care game with incredible deals at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Whether you're tackling a jungle of grass or just need an upgrade, we've got you covered. From Toro, Grasshopper, Cub Cadet, and Kubota, we have a wide selection of new and used mowers for sale. And with our unbeatable prices, there's never been a better time to buy. Don't miss out. Head to Hull Brothers today and mow your worries away. Hull Brothers, where quality meets affordability.
Back at Memorial High School, St. Mary's, Ohio, Rob Weaver here with you. Nice to have you tuned in to Fort Recovery Volleyball tonight. We'll be carrying most of the volleyball matches. And what we don't have, Fort Recovery Radio will have the rest of them for you. In that first game, five big kills for Cameron Mollenkamp, two kills for Kennedy Mollenkamp, two kills for Bryn Willman, one kill apiece for Kayla Heitkamp, Carly Niekamp, and Bridget Homan. And Fort Recovery picks up a kill right off the bat. Make the score 1-0. They say that was Cameron Mullenkamp with the kill there. Number 6 for her. Give the service point to Kayla Heitkamp. Fort Recovery has just been dominating here in this match tonight. St. Mary's came in 1-2, lost to Coldwater and Versailles over the weekend, and beat New Knoxville in an invitational. Fort Recovery beat Rushi on Saturday to go to 1-0. And it looks like they're headed for 2-0 tonight. Kayla Heitkamp with an ace serve. And that makes the score now 2-0. Kayla serves again. Dug out by St. Mary's to the net. And they can't get it over. St. Mary's offense just is not very fluid. Not doing what they need to do, that's for sure. So back to serve again is Kayla Heitkamp. Here it comes. Up, service error in the net. That's been really probably the major scoring effort for St. Mary's has been Fort Recovery mistakes. Here we go with the first serve for St. Mary's by Avery Derringer. Got it across. Here's the set for the Lady Rough Riders. The smash. Fort Recovery keeps it alive. Cameron Mollenkamp hits it back over, and it falls in. Right down in the corner. Two-handed hit for Cameron Mollenkamp. Kill number 7 for her already tonight. And Cameron will serve now. Good serve. A battle at the net. Back to St. Mary's. Back over to Fort Recovery. And there's the kill. It was Sylvia Weichert with the kill. She leads them. In fact, she has unofficially the only kills of the night for them at 4 total. And she will go back to serve now. Next serve is dug out by our libero, Dews, and nobody can play it. So service point for Sylvia Weichert. It's now 4-3, Lady Rough Riders getting back in this second game. They lost the first game, 25-12. Cameron Mullenkamp to Bridget Holman. Here's the hit back over, played by St. Mary's, and a miss hit in the net. Sophie Olyar hits it into the net, and Fort Recovery picks up the point. Kenna Dews back to serve now. Good serve. To the net it goes for St. Mary's. There's a block by Fort Recovery's Carly Niekamp. Hit back over. Here's the set by Dews. Bridget Holman hits it over, two-handed. Back over to Fort Recovery. Holman puts it up in the air. Here's Dews back to Holman. St. Mary's has it now on the set. Here's the smash. Fort Recovery keeps it alive. Holman hits it back over. Here's the set for St. Mary's. The hit, a battle at the net. And back over it goes by Carly Niekamp. Here's a smash by St. Mary's and a kill for Sophie Olyar. And she gets her first kill of the night. And that makes a score for Recovery and St. Mary's almost tied up here. For Recovery hanging on to a one-point lead, 5-4. There's a let serve and an ace serve. Let serve by Maddie Steger. That's her second ace serve of the night. First time it was a let serve for an ace. Here's the next one. Dug out by Cameron Mullenkamp. Hit back over. Here's the set. Back it goes over to Fort Recovery, back to St. Mary's. The dig by St. Mary's at the net it goes. She hit it too far to the net. Nobody could play it. Fort Recovery picks up the point. 6-5 side out, Lady Indians. Fort Recovery on top here in the second game. Back to serve now is Kennedy Mullenkamp. Kennedy, one of the seniors on this squad. Good serve. Here's a set by St. Mary's. And then a blast and a kill for Audrey Reinecke. Reinecke gets her first kill of the night. And that makes the score now. 6-6. We're all tied up. Side out for St. Mary's. Good serve. Kennedy Mullenkamp to the net. Back to Mullenkamp. Hits it over. Here's the set for St. Mary's. The block at the net. St. Mary's has it. Here's the set and the hit. Played by Dews. Carly Niekamp hits it over. Back over to St. Mary's and they get the kill. Audrey Childs picks up a kill, C-H-I-L-E-S, for St. Mary's. 7-6, Lady Rough Riders have their first lead of this night. And there's a serve that's out of bounds, ties it up 7-7. Service error, going back to serve for Fort Recovery's Bridget Holman. Holman's serve is a good one. Here's the set for St. Mary's. Outside hitter back to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mullenkamp up to Kayla Heitkamp. Back to St. Mary's. Fort Recovery has it. Smashed by Cameron Mullenkamp. Got the kill. Cameron Mullenkamp with kill number 8 on the night now. Had 5 in the first game. 8-7, Lady Indians lead by 1. This game much more competitive than the first game. Lady Indians ran away with the first game. And St. Mary's cannot get it across on the attack. Point for Fort Recovery. Bridget Holman back to serve. Indians lead by 2, 9-7. And there's a miss hit by St. Mary's. I'm going to go ahead and give Bridget Holman an ace on that. Bridget Holman serves again. Here's the hit by St. Mary's. Fort Recovery saves it. Back over and a kill. Carly Niekamp gets the kill. That's her second one of the night. 11-7 now. Here is the serve by Bridget Holman. It's a good one, and Fort Recovery ends up with the points. Carly Niekamp, another kill. And all of a sudden, Fort Recovery has jumped out to a 12-7 lead here over the Lady Rough Riders. After the Rough Riders had a 7-6 lead, it's now 12-7, Fort Recovery on top. We'll be back in a moment.
6 years ago, I started on the line just like anybody else. I liked what I did, and I decided I wanted to learn as much as I could.
At Cooper Farms, we know that our team members are the key to our success.
I received a lot of training, and it just developed me into a leader that I am today, and they provided that all for me. I got promoted as supervisor. 2 years after that, I became the manager.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to someone in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Gavin Toad with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with your neighbors to help solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got unique solutions. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
There's an ace serve for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians by Bridget Holman. That's her second ace serve in this service series here. She will serve again, 13-7 now. Bridget serves again. Dug out by the libero on the back line. Here's a hit back to Fort Recovery. Dews will set for Cameron Mullenkamp. Hits it back over. Here's a smash by St. Mary's, played by Holman. Here's a hit by Cameron Mullenkamp, and it's out of bounds. Cameron's had a couple of those down in the corner that have stayed in, but that one went out of bounds. Side out St. Mary's. Again, Rob Weaver here along with Eric Catterly. There's Cameron, or Kennedy Mullenkamp, back to St. Mary's. Hit back over, and a kill by the Lady Rough Riders, Sylvia Weikertz. That is her fifth kill of the night. 13-9 now. Give the service point to Sophie Ollier. She will serve again, and it's a service error. Too many of those tonight for them. 14-9 now. Lady Indians lead by 5 in this second game. They won the first game 25-12. Fort Recovery won the JV tonight. Two exciting sets, 27-25 and 28-26. Both of the games went into overtime. St. Mary's cannot get it over. Point for Fort Recovery. Carly Niekamp doing the serving now for the Lady Indians. That's her fourth service point of the night. She will serve again. It's a good one, dug out by the libero, Ellie Crafts. St. Mary's hits it over, and getting the kill was Sylvia Weikertz. Kill number 6 for her. Ellie Craft will go back to serve now. Side out for St. Mary's. Good serve and a miss hit there by Kennedy Mullenkamp. Got to go ahead and give an ace serve there to Ellie Crafts. She will serve again. Kennedy Mullenkamp again. There's a hit by Cameron Mullenkamp. It's blocked at the net. And it looks like that was Audrey Childs getting the block at the net. Audrey Childs. Fort Recovery plays the serve. Get back over to St. Mary's. Here's the set. Blocked by Fort Recovery. Dink over, and Fort Recovery cannot play it. And I think it was Weichert again with the kill there. Now 15-13. St. Mary's comes charging back here. Another good serve. Here's the set to Cameron Mullenkamp, and she got the kill. Cameron Mullenkamp with kill number 9 on the night. Going back to serve is Kayla Heitkamp. Have 4 seniors on this team. Kayla Heitkamp, Carly Niekamp, Kennedy Mullenkamp, and Nevaeh Lennertz are the seniors. Here's a smash back over. And Fort Recovery dinks it over and got the kill. Give Bryn Willman her 3rd kill of the night. 17-13. Lady Indians lead by 4. Here's the hit, or the serve, I should say. Good serve there by Kayla Heitkamp. Smash and a kill for Bryn Willman. Kill number 4 for Bryn. ...18-13 now. Lady Indians up by 5. We're in set number 2. Lady Indians won the first set. Here's Kraft setting to the net. Hit back over to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp to Willman, and Willman dinks it over, and St. Mary's could not make the return. I'm going to go ahead and give Willman a kill on that. Serving once again is Kayla Heitkamp. And let's serve, and it's going to be a save by St. Mary's. Back over to Fort Recovery. Here's a smash by Cameron Mullenkamp. St. Mary's able to play it. The set, the hit back over, and a kill for Sylvia Weichertz. And that makes how many for her? 2, 4, 6, 8 kills now for Sylvia Weichert. She's definitely their top hitter. Here's the serve by Avery Derringer. Good serve. Hit by Kennedy Mullenkamp, played by St. Mary's. The set and the smash. And another kill for Weichert. Number 9 for her. Service point for Avery Derringer. She'll serve again. Dug out by Kennedy Mullenkamp. Heitkamp to Willman. Willman over to St. Mary's. Here's a block at the net. St. Mary's keeps it alive and saves it. Here's a hit by Cameron Mullenkamp, and it's still alive, and I think Fort Recovery got the kill. Looks like it was Willman who hit it over at the net. 20-15 now. Cameron Mullenkamp goes back to serve. Fort Recovery's up by 5 here. Good serve. Smash. And out of bounds. Fort Recovery picks up the point. Cameron Mullenkamp serving again. Good serve to Kraft, the libero. Here's the set. And Weichert hits it over, and a block by Fort Recovery. I think that might have been Bridget Homan with the block. And timeouts called by St. Mary's as they trail 22-15. We'll return in a moment here in game number 2. Fort Recovery on top by 7, 22-15. On the verge of going to 2-0 in this match.
The St. Henry Bank is a 5th-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Fort Recovery getting close to nailing down game number three here. Serving for the Lady Indians, Cameron Mullenkamp. Good serve. Here's the set for St. Mary's. And Weichert gets another kill. Kill number 10 for her. 22-16, St. Mary's back to within six. Weichert going back to serve. And it's an ace serve for Weichert's. That's her first ace serve of the evening. 22-17 the score now. Another serve dug out by Fort Recovery. Wellman hits it back over. Here's a smash by Weichert's, played by Fort Recovery. Cameron Mullenkamp to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Kennedy on the hit over. St. Mary's saves it. Here's the set for Cameron Mullenkamp to Wellman. And St. Mary's can't make the play. So Fort Recovery picks up the point, making it 23-17 now. Just 2 points away from nailing down game number two here. Kennedy's on the serve. Good serve. Here's the smash by St. Mary's. Fort Recovery able to save it. Free balling it over is Cameron Mullenkamp, and she gets the kill on the free ball. Cameron Mullenkamp with the kill on the free ball. That's kill number 10 for her tonight. Another service point for Kenna Dews. Dews will serve again. Too long service error. That was your game point there, but didn't happen. 24-18. St. Mary's side out. St. Mary's has to have a big run here, otherwise the game's going to be over with. And it's over with now. A service error for Maddie Steger as she hits it right into the net. Fort Recovery wins game number two, 25-18, the final score. We'll be back to bring you the third game of the night, maybe the last one the way this is going. Fort Recovery is playing very well this evening. We'll return in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Couch Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Do you feel like you're just not moving as well as you used to? At Couch Pharmacy, our trained staff can help you choose from our wide selection of durable medical equipment. We have walkers, wheelchairs, lift chairs, commodes, home oxygen, CPAP systems, and more. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery at 1201 Commerce Street. Call us at 419-375-7007 or visit us online at couchpharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Attention all lawn enthusiasts. Get ready for some serious savings at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. For a limited time only, we're slashing prices on all used mowers. That's right. Every used mower is marked down with some incredible discounts of up to $1,000 off. Don't miss this chance to upgrade your lawn care arsenal without breaking the bank. Visit Hall Brothers today and take advantage of these amazing deals before they're gone. Hall Brothers, your destination for quality mowers at unbeatable prices.
6 years ago, I started on the line just like anybody else. I liked what I did, and I decided I wanted to learn as much as I could.
At Cooper Farms, we know that our team members are the key to our success.
I received a lot of training, and it just developed me into a leader that I am today, and they provided that all for me. I got promoted as supervisor. 2 years after that, I became the manager.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Recapping what's happened so far this evening, Fort Recovery won the junior varsity competition in two very close games, 27-25 and 28-26. The first game, they came from behind to win that one, and the second one, they led most of the way and had to hang on to win that, 28-26. Fort Recovery's 7th graders tonight lost to Versailles 25-18, 25-23. And the Fort Recovery 8th graders defeated Versailles tonight 25-20, 25-16. Also going on tonight, which we don't have any results on, the junior high and high school cross-country teams are running in the Mercer County meet at the Marion Township Park this evening. Hopefully we'll have something on that on our sports news tomorrow. Don't forget the Fort Recovery football team opens up their regular season at home with Wayne Trace this Friday night. That'll be a 7 o'clock start time from the Barenberge Athletic Park. Again, we're at St. Mary's, Ohio, the Memorial Lady Rough Riders hosting the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Been pretty much Fort Recovery tonight so far. St. Mary's showed some life there in that second game, but Fort Recovery able to pull away at the end to win. 25-12, 25-18, the two victories for Fort Recovery. Okay, we're set to go here. Fort Recovery will serve in this third game. It's going to be Kayla Heitkamp, one of the seniors, leading off here. Kayla was an excellent server last year for the Lady Indians, and likewise this year, of course. Here comes the first one. Good serve dug out by St. Mary's at the net. Here's the set. The hit over. Did they get the kill? Nope. Must have been out of bounds. Fort Recovery picks up the service point. Kayla Heitkamp will serve again. And it's too long that time. Service error for Kayla. That gives side out to St. Mary's with the score tied at one apiece. St. Mary's did lead 7-6 in that second game before Fort Recovery took off and never looked back. And Fort Recovery has a little miss hit there on the trying to return the serve, and there's a point for St. Mary's for Avery Derringer. Service is good. 2-1, St. Mary's on top. Kennedy Mollenkamp. There's Willman dinking it over. Hit back over by St. Mary's. Willman back over to St. Mary's. And making a diving effort was Deuce, but she couldn't get there to return it in time. But great effort. So service point for Avery Derringer. 3-1 now. Derringer serves. There's Kennedy Mollenkamp. Here's the hit by Cameron Mollenkamp. St. Henry or St. Mary's, wrong team. St. Mary's plays it. And Fort Recovery's Kennedy Mollenkamp gets a kill. It's her third of the evening. It's now 3-2. Lady Indians trail by one. Here's the dig by Kraft, the libero, and hitting it back over for St. Mary's was Audra Clark, and she gets her first kill of the night. It's now 4-2. Lady Rough Riders in the lead here in the third game. They have to win this game to keep this match alive. Sylvia Weichert will serve. It's an ace serve. Right, went right between Fort Recovery's Kenna Dews and Bridget Homan for the point. And the ace serve. That's her second ace here. Here's a hit by Willman, and she got the kill. Fort Recovery's Bryn Willman picks up a kill. She has quite a few tonight. Let's see, 2, 4, 6, 7 for Bryn. 5-3 now. Lady Indians down by 2, and that'll put Kenna Dews at the serving line. First serve is good. Set for St. Mary's. The hit back over. Fort Recovery's Cameron Mollenkamp plays it. There's Carly Niekamp blasting it over. St. Mary's able to play it back. Here's the dig by Cameron Mollenkamp. And a dink at the net, but it's a double hit for Fort Recovery. Double hit for Fort Recovery cost him a point there. Going back to serve now is Ellie Kraft for the Lady Rough Riders. Serve is good, dug out by Fort Recovery. And dinking it over was Carly Niekamp, and she got the kill. Number four on the night for Carly Niekamp. 6-4 now. Serving is Kennedy Mullenkamp. Good serve. Here's a set for St. Mary's. The hit back over to Fort Recovery. Back over to St. Mary's. And now back to Fort Recovery, and there's a kill for St. Mary's. Makes it 7-4 now. Back to serve is Audra Clark. Good serve. Kennedy Mullenkamp digs it out. Here's a blast by Carly Niekamp, and she gets the kill. Carly Niekamp, nice kill there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 now for Carly. Serving now is Bridget Holman. Good serve. Back to Fort Recovery. There's the dig by Kennedy Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp and the hit back over. Here's the set for St. Mary's. Block at the net by Carly Niekamp, and Fort Recovery gets the point. I'm going to go ahead and give Carly a block on that. 7-6 now. Lady Indians only down by one here. And oops, service error out of bounds. 8-6 now. St. Mary's with a 2-point lead. Back to serve is Maddie Steger. And she has a service error in the net. Fort Recovery serving now. Willman comes back in, and going out is Kenna Dews. Here's Carly Niekamp on the serve. Good one. Dug out by the back line. The hit at the net blocked by Fort Recovery. Another set for St. Mary's. And there's a kill. And once again, it's their star hitter, Sylvia Weichert, with the kill. And that makes the score now. St. Mary's lead at 9-7. Now, if you're Fort Recovery, you don't want to let St. Mary's win this game. You want to go ahead and finish this match out. Don't give them a chance to come back. And there's a miss hit by St. Mary's and a point for Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp will serve for the Lady Indians. Good serve, dug out by the back line. Here's the set. Outside hitter on a smash. Fort Recovery plays it. Holman back over to St. Mary's. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery, back to St. Mary's. The set, smashed by St. Mary's. There's the dig for Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mullenkamp hits it over. A battle at the net, and Fort Recovery wins the battle. Kennedy Mullenkamp was there to knock it back over to them, and they could not respond. It's tied at 9-9. Kayla Heitkamp picks up the point, and she'll serve again. Rob Weaver here. Eric Catterley's our studio producer. Brody Bargie, studio producer for Fort Recovery Radio, along with Neil Spencer. Here's the ding back over. Fort Recovery gets it back. Holman. Here's Kennedy Mullenkamp on the hit over. Hit back over to Fort Recovery. Holman saves it. Here's the set for Cameron Mullenkamp to Holman. Holman back over. Blast at the net for St. Mary's and a block for Fort Recovery. I think it might have been Bryn Willman with the block. I'm going to say so. 10-9 now. Fort Recovery takes, I think, their first lead of the of this game, maybe. St. Mary's back over. Cameron Mullenkamp, Heitkamp to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp gets the kill. Cameron Mullenkamp with kill number 11. Still serving here is Kayla Heitkamp. Had a nice run here. Ace serve off the fist of Sylvia Weikerts. Kayla Heitkamp gets an ace serve. That's her second ace of the night. Here comes the next one. Dug out by Kraft on the back line. St. Mary's hits it over. And there's a kill for Audrey Childs. Her second of the night. That makes it 12-10. Fort Recovery leads by two, but St. Mary's has side outs. Here's the serve by Avery Deringer. The blast and a block. Getting the block for St. Mary's was Maddie Steger. That gives the point to St. Mary's. That makes it a one-point game, 12-11. Fort Recovery in the lead by one here. And serve is too long. Service error. Thanks to the folks here at St. Mary's who have been very hospitable. We appreciate them so much allowing us to do the match tonight. Good serve by Fort Recovery. Homan hits it over. St. Mary's plays it. Back to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Over to St. Mary's. And they hit it out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. 14-11 now. Cameron Mullenkamp is serving, by the way. Here's Cameron's serve. Only a sophomore. Good serve at the net. And there's a miss hit by St. Mary's. They can't get it over. Just too many offensive mistakes for the Lady Rough Riders, to be quite honest about it. Here's Cameron Mullenkamp. Good serve. At the net. St. Mary's keeps it alive. Hit over a block there by Willman. St. Mary's, Weikert hits it back over but hits it out of bounds. Fort Recovery picks up the points. 16-11. Timeout. Called by St. Mary's. Fort Recovery in the lead, 16-11 here with the timeout. We'll be back in a moment here on PG14 and J Country 101 Radio. Right after we pause for this.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to constantly guard your castle? Hi, I'm Eric Brackman with Fort Recovery Insurance with an even better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details, and let's keep your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Rob Weaver here at St. Mary's Memorial High School. This is where our J County's Dylan Mullenkamp is the FFA advisor here at St. Mary's. I don't know if they have multiple ones here or not, but he's at least one of them. Doing a great job over here, which is no shock. Fine young man, Dylan Mullenkamp. Here is Cameron Mullenkamp on the serve. A blast by St. Mary's, blocked by Fort Recovery. And there's a kill for St. Mary's. That was Maddie Steger getting the kill. 16-12, Fort Recovery leads by four. Here's the serve by Weikerts. Kennedy Mullenkamp hits it over. Battle at the net, and Kennedy cannot make the return that time. Point for St. Mary's, getting the service point with Sylvia Weikerts. She will serve again. Here's the set and the hit by Homan, blocked by St. Mary's. Back over to St. Mary's, though. Here's the hit and the block by Fort Recovery, but not enough, as hitting it through the block was Maddie Steiger, or Steger. Another service point for St. Mary's, and it's 16-14, and all of a sudden St. Mary's is sneaking back in this one here after Fort Recovery was in position to take command. There's a block by St. Mary's, hit back over by Kayla Heitkamp. Here's a blast by St. Mary's, but Fort Recovery plays it. Homan free balls it back over. Here's a blast at the net, a battle, and Fort Recovery gets the block. I think Homan credited with the block there. Bridget Homan, only a sophomore as well. 17-14, side out Fort Recovery. Here's the serve by Kenna Dews. Good serve. Hit back over by Carly Niekamp, and Carly gets the kill. Fort Recovery has a core of sophomores. Bridget Homan, along with Kenna Dews and Bryn Willman and Cameron Molenkamp. Those four are playing a lot of this varsity match tonight and doing very well. And St. Mary's cannot get it across. Point for Recovery. Kennedy's serving here. 19-14 now for Recovery, on the verge of closing this match out. Whoops, service error. Not quite yet. Kennedy's hits it in the net. Next serve for Ellie Kraft for St. Mary's. Their libero, good serve. Homan digs it out. Heitkamp will set to Carly Niekamp, and she gets the kill. Carly Niekamp. Seven kills, I believe, for Carly tonight. 20-15 now. Fort Recovery by five. Good serve again by Cameron Molenkamp. Homan will hit it over. St. Mary's plays it. Here's the blast, a block by Fort Recovery. And St. Mary's cannot return it. Give Homan another block. St. Mary's going to call time. They now trail on this one 21-15. Fort Recovery needs four more points, and this match is over. We'll be back in just a moment.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here at Memorial High School, 21-15. Fort Recovery won the first two games tonight, first two sets, 25-12 and 25-18. They trailed for a while in this one, but came back, and they lead now 21-15 here. Fort Recovery does have the serve. Kennedy Molenkamp back to serve. Here comes the serve for Kennedy. Good one. Ace serve right in front of Sylvia Weikert. She couldn't get there. Dived for it, but she couldn't make the play. So Kennedy Molenkamp gets an ace serve. She'll serve again. Kennedy, one of our seniors. Good serve again. Here's the hit back over to Fort Recovery. And a kill for St. Mary's. Olier gets the kill there. That makes it 22-16. St. Mary's serving Audra Clark. Heitkamp back to Kennedy Molenkamp. Molenkamp over. Here's the set for St. Mary's. Fort Recovery plays it. Cameron Molenkamp to Homan. Bridget hits it over. Here's the set for St. Mary's. The blast back to Fort Recovery. And back over by, I think, Heitkamp of Fort Recovery to St. Mary's, and St. Mary's can't play it. and makes it 23-16. Two more points and this baby's over. Good serve. One more point. Give the service to Bridget Holman. 24-16. Here's your match points. Bridget Holman serving again, one of the freshmen. And it's too long. Service error. St. Henry has one more breath to take. 24-17 now. Back to serve. Their final hope is Bailey Graber. Good serve. Kennedy Mollenkamp to Heitkamp. Here's Cameron Mollenkamp. Cross-court hit and got the kill. And that's it. 25-17. 25-12, 25-18, 25-17. Fort Recovery wins tonight in three sets over the St. Mary's Lady Rough Riders. St. Mary's falls to 1-3 on the year. Their three losses have been to MAC teams, losing to Coldwater, Versailles, and now Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery's 2-0 on the year with wins over Rushi and also here at St. Mary's. We'll be back with a wrap-up in just a moment right after this.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kaut Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. From IV antibiotics and pain medications, chemotherapy, and total parenteral nutrition, our Kaut Pharmacy IV pharmacist will work with you and your medical team to develop a personalized care plan based on your needs. Choose your home for your IV treatment and request Kaut Pharmacy IV to provide your sterile infusion medications. Call Kaut Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 419-375-2323, extension 4. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Are you in need of a new mower? Well, buckle up because the spring mower sale at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery just got better. We've got top brands like Toro, Grasshopper, Kubota, and Cub Cadet all on sale. And the best part, used mowers from these trusted brands are marked down some as much as $1,000. Don't miss out on this chance to save. Visit Hall Brothers today and drive home with the mower of your dreams. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your one-stop shop for premium mowers at unbeatable prices.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from the outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We're in the business of producing food, and we'll be here for your future. With 80-plus years in business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Back here at St. Mary's, again, the final scores, Fort Recovery wins 25-12, 25-18, 25-17. Giving you the Fort Recovery statistics real quickly here. It was Cameron Mollenkamp with quite a night. She ended up with 12 kills on the night. As far as service points, boy, she had a bunch of those, too. Let me see if I can add them up here. There's 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 service points plus one ace on top of that. So 12 service points in all, including an ace for Cameron Mollenkamp. What a night for the sophomore. Bridget Holman, another sophomore. She had two service aces this evening. Also a total of seven other service points. So she had 9 service points in all. 3 blocks for Bridget Holman. And she ended up with 1 kill. For Kennedy Mollenkamp, she had 3 kills on the night and 1 service ace. Carly Niekamp had a nice night with 7 kills, 1 block, and 4 service points. Bryn Willman had 7 kills and 1 block. Kayla Heitkamp ended up with 2 kills, had 2 service aces and 9 other service points. So she had 11 service points in all for Kayla Heitkamp. And Kenna Dews ended up with 8 service points on the night. So those were pretty much the Fort Recovery stats. For St. Mary's, it was pretty much all Sylvia Weichert. She was their big hitter. She had a total of 11 kills on the night. She also had 2 service aces and ended up with four other service points for Sylvia Weichert. So, again, she was their big hitter with 11 kills. Otherwise, Audrey Childs had two kills. Audrey Reinecke had one kill. Audra Clark had one kill. And Maddie Steger had two kills. Sophie Ollier had two kills as well. Fort Recovery again wins the JV matchup, 27-25, 28-26. So they're 2-0 on the year as well, beating Rushi as well last weekend. These Fort Recovery 7th graders tonight lost to Versailles 25-18, 25-23. And the 8th graders, they ended up winning over Versailles 25-20, 25-16. That's going to wrap it up for us. We'll be back in action here on Thursday night when Fort Recovery will play at home. We'll have that match for you on the radio and FortRecoveryRadio.com. That'll be against National Trail. We should have that match somewhere around 6:30, 7 o'clock on Thursday evening from the Fort Site Fieldhouse. Once again, Fort Recovery wins the varsity match tonight in three games, three sets, 25-12, 25-18, 25-17. For our fine sponsors, for the folks at FortRecoveryRadio.com, thanks to Brody Bargy and Neil Spencer for engineering their broadcast. Thanks to Eric Catterly for our broadcast on the radio. I'm Rob Weaver saying good night, everybody.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.